So I've stopped reading comments because people are mean and I don't like it. And Brenton said that someone made fun of the way I sit.
Not made fun of, but like apparently like it's hard to pay attention to us.
I just want
And we
you.
need to think more about our answers. But like we just come in here and just say what we think.
My hips are out of line and it hurts for me to sit straight. So fuck you. Pay for my physio bills then.
I mean, maybe not fuck you, maybe just.
Why do you have to point out things that have nothing? Like, it. Fuck me.
I thought it was a weird comment.
I'm just sick of people being nasty. I'm over it.
What else did we get? We got
I
told,
don't know. I don't read them.
yeah, I was trying to think. This, because you know how I was like, what if this podcast blows up, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I did see a few people being like, lol, never. Like, sort of thing.
Some bloke was like, this podcast wouldn't blow up even if it was on the Gaza Strip.
Sometimes I can laugh at the stuff that's said until they be
I
mean
was
to
like,
me.
whoa, we got accused of being Nepo babies. And I was like,
Yes.
yeah, I was like, I would fucking love to be a Nepo baby.
Me too.
Like, that'd
God, that
be
would be fun.
awesome. Like, I would love to just
I'm
have
like,
opportunities handed to
my
me.
mum works in a school. I don't even know what my dad does now. He just got a new job,
Yeah,
actually.
jack of all trades.
But none of them are in the music scene, so.
Yeah, so I don't think.
Although, my nan at her retirement home,
Yep.
she handles, like, she's a costume maker, she makes heaps of cool stuff, but she always puts on events. So maybe I'm in the retirement event industry. I am a Nepo baby.
Like, are you getting opportunities because of that?
No.
Then you're not a Nepo
No.
baby.
Yeah, cool. Well, wait, so many people were like, how does she not know what that means? But
Oh, that was funny. You got
to
heaps
be
of comments
fair,
like
if you haven't heard the term before, right?
that.
And you hear nepotism, it sounds really bad.
Yep.
Like, it sounds like, it just sounds not good. So, like, when I first heard that word, I was like, holy my God, what does that mean?
But
But.
even in the search bar, it was what is nepotism? So that's like, and the commenters that we get, they're always the loudest people and they're always going to be assholes. But I guarantee you, out of the almost 200,000 people that looked at that video, at least one of those people would have been like, fuck, thank you for explaining that.
I feel like at least like six people, probably even maybe 20.
Yeah. So, like, commenters, they're fun to reply to, and I'll reply to them all the time.
I don't look at them because I cry.
Yeah, no, nah, I'm over that. So,
This my stress relief gummies. So then I
don't
won't.
show the brand when.
Why not add?
Because they need to sponsor us if they want us
Oh.
to put on the video. There you go.
And I've just started taking them to handle my emotions because I'm really bad at it and I get really, really
Just get
stressed.
on meds, dude.
I actually was thinking about it the other day. I was like,
Dude.
maybe I should go back because I've always refused to go on meds because they tried to put me on them and I said no.
Personal decision for everyone, but I do, and I'm pretty chill 90% of the time.
Yeah. Well, my only issue was they tried to put me on meds without even doing a consult. They were like, go on this and then go book in. And I was like, I'm not taking meds before I have a consult.
Oh, Jesus.
But yeah, and then also I'm just a very holistic person and I think I would, not that there's anything against it, but for my own body. And also the side effects were like can cause depression. And I was like, I'm already depressed, like at the time. Anyway,
Yeah.
I'm good now, sort of.
One thing that I don't know if I'm just gonna whew, from that.
Sorry, just talking about stress.
Straight up, one thing I've realized that decides if I'm gonna have a good week or not, and it's been the last couple weeks, and I don't like how much of effect it has on me, but on Monday, I will go to my Discover Weekly on Spotify, and if that slaps, my week is mwah, chef's kiss. But if it's dog shit, then like I'm starting the week off weak and I'm not gonna have a good week. And but it's also like the opportunities that come to me and the podcast on like that week that it is a good Discover Weekly. Like, so I don't know if that's a good sign or good measure of like life.
Definitely. This is gonna, I'm gonna get people being like, she is an idiot. I don't, never gone on to my Discover Weekly.
Dude, you've got to.
Okay, can you show me? Is it only on a Monday?
No, I don't. I just look at it on a Monday and then I'll just use it for the
Can you
week.
show
It
me?
could be a Friday thing. It should be like.
Because all I do, I just listen to my playlist and my playlist only. And then every once in a while, I'll go on to an artist I like and go on to their radio. So I don't really like branch out within my Spotify.
So this is made for you. So it's got yours has
Who's
Dice.
Apex?
We don't know yet.
I don't know any. Oh, Milky Chance. Okay, let's give it a shot.
Let's not do it mid-podcast.
I have a habit of doing this.
Yes, you do. And it's annoying to edit.
This is vibe.
Don't play more than 5 seconds.
Kind of reminds me of like Dice Cross Between South Summit. There's a lot of artists on here I don't know. So that's, I'm going to go look through that.
Like a lot of the
cool
early podcast guests that I had on were from my Discover Weekly. And because I don't like making my own playlists.
Yeah, fair.
So because I'm so indecisive of what I want to listen to. That's probably why I listen to Triple J a lot, because they're showing me the music and like I can change the station, but I can't change the song on the radio station.
Yeah, I listened to them the other day because I couldn't Bluetooth my phone, and they had a segment on, and it was called like Maine or something, and basically it was like the sound of a car driving past with like music blaring out of it, and people had to call up and try and guess what the song was. And it was actually really fun. Like I was there like, oh, what is it? And it was like something by Dizzy Rascal. That's what the song was at the time. Oh no, maybe. Oh, I could be. Yeah, it was. And I was like, this is actually really fun. And I was like, games, love it.
Yeah.
So I always say I don't listen to the radio, and I don't often, but when I do, I enjoy it. Except for when a song comes on that I'm just like, oh, I can't skip it. But that's okay.
And obviously that's why playlists are good. And like, I think Discover Weekly only has 30 songs, I believe. Could be 100% wrong, but I think it's 30.
I could count.
Like, that's a good bite size for me. And then you can obviously go through a catalog, but obviously I can't tell if they're instantly Australian. But like, if I'm listening to all that type of music, I would say that my Discover Weekly would be Australian. Yeah. But last week's was really good.
Ooh.
And like,
who was on it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
They're in my on repeat, so it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And like, we had one of our best weeks, like TikTok wise, opportunity wise, like that was awesome. Yesterday's one, dog shit.
They weren't gonna have a bad week.
Well, I don't want to put it out into, you know,
touch wood,
but
don't have any rent.
It doesn't bode well for life so far, because I've had one other bad Discover Weekly, and that wasn't a great week for me.
Okay.
So, but I've only been doing this for like the past month. Well, 6 weeks consistently.
I say that if we do not talk about anything negative, we physically can't get any too bad comments. That's what upsets me is comments. I don't know if it upsets you, but
no, I couldn't give
a
fuck.
If we just talk about all fun stuff, it can only be positive, right? Surely.
Well,
probably not.
Even when we put positive videos up, we still get people commenting. So it's, you know what? I'm going to say whatever the fuck I want.
I said that I want to stop talking about negative stuff so then people don't hate us. I like people and I like other opportunities.
Yeah, they come up. They're still coming up.
I'm too sensitive, I think, a little bit.
You are too sensitive. Yeah.
But you know.
You're like, what, 10, 11 episodes in?
I thought you were going to say, you're what, 10, 11? I was like, hi, I'm 22. No. But sure.
So, like, not a huge amount of experience.
No fucking experience. It's so funny because like prior to this, I would beg you to like let me come on the pod.
Yep.
And now I'm just like, I want to quit. Get me out of this light. People are mean and I hate it.
Although, is getting you opportunities for like social stuff.
Yeah. I'm doing some cool interviews, which is fun. I guess in that aspect though, like I'm just going and like showcasing like events, like I'm not actually talking and giving opinions. I'm just like, hey, let's have a good time. So maybe that's why they like me in those roles. Because surprisingly, I'm actually a really big people person. People actually like me when they meet me normally. Haters might disagree, but yeah. I do get told I have the personality of a salada, but...
Well, you're not really talking to like 45-year-old men there, so...
Yeah. Even if I want... Oh, do you know what I read? Not allowed to read. Do you know how it's so interesting? We always talk about comments like at the start of all of our segments. Mm. Anyway, someone got said, oh, fuck. Or they were like, she puts on a baby voice when I asked what nepotism is.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, my God, I wasn't trying to put a fucking baby voice on. I was like.
Curious.
I was questioning myself when I was saying it because I knew saying that that people would be like, she's a fucking idiot. And that was going through my head when I was saying it. So I kind of like went really quiet when I asked the question because I was second guessing myself. I wasn't trying to put a baby voice on, grow up. And even if I was, well, how am I talking in baby voice?
But also you're like 5'2" and weigh like 5 kilos.
Yeah.
Like you're not going to have the deepest voice in the world.
Yeah. And sometimes my voice does fluctuate. I get really excited. It goes real high pitched.
Yes, it does.
And I can talk like this and it goes deeper. Like, I just was questioning myself. I wasn't trying to put a I wasn't trying to put a baby voice on. So I got an email because I'm like, you get those like mail, like emails from like ticketing companies or whatever.
Yeah.
And I saw this and I sent it to you. And Pez is going on tour for the Festival Song Tour. And I was like, how
is it called? The Festival Song Tour?
Yes. That's why I was like, I want to go. Like, that's so sick.
What is it? Like the 15-year anniversary or something?
I'm actually, let me have a look.
Because it would have come out, because 360 would have to be on it then as well, right?
Yeah, well, let's just pull up Pez and have a look. It's funny because like I don't really listen to too much more of like, yeah, the Festival Song Tour 2024 celebrating 15 years of A Mind of My Own, and it's got everywhere. And it was so funny. I was talking to Jack and I was like, oh my god, Pez is coming out for the Festival Song Tour, and he's like, huh? Like, didn't know what I was talking about. I was like, you know the festival song? And he's like, what? And I was like, the festival song. And he thought I just meant like a song.
Yeah, about a festival.
That like you play at festivals and like I've called it the festival song. And I'm like, no, it's Australian history. It's the festival song. And I made him play it and listen to it because it's like.
Has he never listened to it?
He'd never heard it before.
Oh, that's gross. Especially with what he does for a job.
Anyway, so I forced him to listen to it and he loves it. So it's fine.
Red flag, Jack.
No, we love Jack. And I was like, this song, whether you like that type of music genre or whatever, this song represents what it is like 100% to a T, what a camping festival is like. And it's like, if you want to explain Splendor to someone, you want to explain like Falls, like a festival like that happiness feel, it's like, play them that song. Like it just, it's so accurate of like, how a festival truly is. And I love that song to death. I know like all the words. I sing it like as loud as I can and it's the best. And when I saw that tour come out, I was like, I'm going. I literally know that song and that song like only, and I'm going because I love it.
Well,
because
he is playing at Miami Marquetta, I think. He's doing a Gold Coast show. I did look at it after you because I thought it was just Brisbane, but he is doing Gold Coast.
Yeah. Well, I'm very excited about it.
Maybe, like, because I remember listening to that in, I want to say, 2012, 2013, before I went to any festivals.
Yeah.
And going like, oh, my God, this sounds like so much fun. And it is like a story through the whole thing.
Yeah.
If you haven't listened to it, 360's in it, and this is, like, just before 360 hit its peak. The music video is funny for it as well.
I actually haven't seen the music video.
That's good.
To go have a look at it. But, like, that's a song that my dad, like, introduced to me and I...
Oh, really?
My dad's, like, I get my love for music from my dad.
Mm.
Like, him and I would send bands back and forth. Like, love it. His current obsession, the Chats. Every time we are doing a podcast
episode... Oh, current. He's obsessed.
Talking about Chats yet? I'm like, no, Dad, we're not. But, yeah, so, like, I have my love for music from him and... Like, he's not a big listener of, like, 360 or anything, but that was a song that, like, he loved. So then he, like, would play me and I loved it. And it's, like, it's so cool. I don't know. I just – it represents so much to me, that one song. It's, like, this is it. This is the experience that I try to explain to people. It's, like, it's represented in a song and I love it.
Maybe that's what the Australian music scene, festival scene needs now, a festival song 2.0, and you get, like, current rappers – or, like, maybe 360 jumps on it again.
I don't think you can beat it.
Maybe not beat it, but, like, if you want to... What got people into festivals before going to festivals, like, I know me and my friend group and so many other people, and then you mention it 15 years later and people are still talking about it. Yeah, no one has that to reminisce or, like, look at it. Like, I listen to that song and I'm like, fuck, like, I can now put my own experiences to that song.
Yeah.
Like... What if, like, but I don't know, Chillin' It and Nerve did, like, a festival song?
Yeah, but what would they do to recreate it? Oh, we went to my mate's place, an apartment for some prees. We had some bevvies and then we Ubered in and took a whole lot of drugs and listened to Doof Doof the whole night, you know? It's not going to be the same because the festivals aren't the same now.
But, like, Chillin' It's older than, like, he's...
No, but what I'm saying is, like, that song represents what festivals are like, but we don't have those festivals anymore. They're all cancelling. So it's like, if they try to...
Cancelling this year and last year, there's still camping festivals. There's still, like there's still heaps of festivals around.
I just don't think we mess with the original.
I'm not saying mess with the original, but, like, we've got to start thinking outside the box.
And let's bring it back. Let's just bring that one back. Let's just bring back the festival song.
But Pez and 360 aren't as relevant as they were then.
I don't care. It's so good. It's the best. Let's just bring it back. Let's play it every prize, every car ride on the way. Like, I don't know. It gets me happy. I love that song. And I sing all the words. It's great.
Yeah, it's great.
Bring it back.
But
bring it back.
It's not actually all about you.
I'm going to continue to listen to it. You do what you want. I will continue to listen to it.
A new festival song.
It's just like, it's like... the festival song and then, like, Untouched. They're just iconic songs that you just don't mess with.
I also agree. But you're not messing with them. Like, you can do remixes and covers and shit. Covers are huge right now.
Yeah. Well, maybe someone do a cover of it then. You don't need to make a new one. That one is perfect. Cherry on top. Prime. You know? You just do a cover.
If you did redo it though, would you do like a... like, would you do like a DJ mix, or like get Dom Dolla to do a remix with someone, or Lude? Like, Lude's very good at that type of shit.
I just can't picture it, but maybe if someone nails it, I will be like, this is cool. But I just can't picture it.
Oh, right, so now. You can't jump on board until it's done and everyone's loving it?
No, I'm just saying I can't picture it. Like, I can't picture that song any different, because it's like, it's just what I know and love. I can't picture it a different way. But sure, go ahead. Get them to do a DJ mix of it or something. Anyway, it's an iconic song. Everyone go listen to it. And that song is great. And I'm excited for the Pez tour because of it. Cool.
I don't think we've done Stickleric since like the third episode. Second episode?
I don't know.
Possibly.
An episode.
But a lot's gone on in the last couple of months. But it's not quite quietened down. But
can you English?
I can. It's just... when I'm around you, it's just hard because your non-English skills rub off on me. But I thought we'd get back into it today. And I want to start off with what, I don't know, like, it annoys me when someone does it. Stickleric, when someone doesn't want to get off the ox.
Oh, depends. Is their music good or is it bad?
It's good and bad, but...
are they letting you also play a song?
No, they're not. They're not letting you play any music. They're just like, no, I'm on ox. It's good, but that annoys me.
Just let your friend play a song.
Yeah, and it's just like, no. And they always use the like, no, the next song's good, next song's good. I'll chuck it in the queue.
Sounds like me, though.
Never chuck it in the queue. And it's just like, it's not to say that it's not good music or whatever, but that really irks me, especially when it's like... like festival praise and like campsite praise, when it's like you want to like get prepared for the sets you're gonna see or just that type of vibe. Like, I like to listen to my favorite songs before I see them at a set.
Oh, me too. Yeah.
But people are like, no, you can't listen to them before you see them. You can't listen to them before you see them.
Yes, I can.
Yes, you fucking can. And I prefer to do that a lot.
Yeah.
But then there's other songs that you can listen to, like, that are in that same area just to get you pumped. Or you might have a song that you love getting pumped to every session. But it's like, nah, I'm on Oxman. It just irks me. And that's a huge ick for me.
Yeah, ick. That kind of goes into my sticker ick with the, like, you can't listen to them prior thing. It's sticker ick blasting and listening to the artists or the songs after you've just seen them, like, on the way home or something.
That's an ick for you?
No, sticker ick.
Oh, that's definitely a stick. Like,
oh, yeah.
Why would you not? Like, that's instant reminiscing about the song
exactly.
You just saw.
I remember, like, years ago, I went and saw Tash and Ocean Alley at River Stage.
Yep.
And we went with friends and we were listening to them both, like, on the way there and watched them. And I started putting them, like, the first song, because it was the same playlist, just came on. And my friend was like, oh, I cannot stand listening to them after I've just seen them play. And I was just like, change.
Because then you can instantly, like... compare with the recorded version and the live version. Ocean Alley is a really good example of that.
You're just in zone. Like, I'm like, I just want to listen to it forever. Yeah. You know, you're in that like festival come down. It's the best.
Ocean Alley sounds almost the exact same, if not better, than their recorded version.
100%.
So, like, you can instantly compare because it's fresh in your mind. You might have a video.
Yeah.
Like, that's what, like, you have to see someone and then not listen to them straight away?
Yeah, I think it's a stick. It's got to do it. Got to do it. Unless you've, like, had them on repeat for an hour and you're just over it, then fair, like, change. But stick, stick, stick.
Even then, like, I'm still fine with it. If you got, like, if they got a huge catalogue or, like, maybe a song that you wanted to hear that they didn't play, so you've just got to hear it for that.
Oh, that's devastating when you really love a song and they don't play it.
Yeah.
Devastating.
Yeah. So, like, I think that's fine.
Yeah, cool. All right.
I don't think we talked about it.
But I got one. And when I say peaking, I don't mean, like, peaking.
D-rugs.
I mean, like, peaking of, like, drunkenness, peaking of, like, that sort of vibe.
Legal
Depends
substances.
What you, yeah, you know.
Yep.
But peaking, oh, sorry, there's a bug. Peaking, like, before the act you've been seeing or want to see plays and just being, like, peaking prior or peaking during.
So you peak too early.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Or, like, peaking during.
But don't you want to be peaking during?
Well, for me,
don't you want to be at the peak of
I drink, right?
Do you?
But as in, like, if I peak, then I either am going to sober up a little bit or I'm going to get too drunk. And if I peak prior and get too drunk, well, then I miss my favorite set. That's what I kind of – I'm not saying, like, peaking and then, like, sobering up. I'm saying, like, peaking and, like, bit.
Yeah, so peaking.
Peaking and going over before or during your favorite set.
Yeah, so peaking too early.
Yeah.
Brother, I literally said that a good 45 seconds ago.
Shut up.
And then you've just gone on a rant and it's literally what I just said.
Shut up.
So your stick or ick is peaking too early.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a stick or ick. I think it's a life lesson.
Yeah.
And it's a life lesson that you learn a few times before it really sinks in.
Mm.
And destiny will test you.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you're just not up to the task, but sometimes you're rewarded with that second wind or, like, just a reward of, like, they'll play that song for you because you're there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's a stick or ick. I think it's something every festival gig goer has to go through. You don't really get it at gigs because it's only a couple hours, but if you're there for a whole day festival, like, people just think it's easy to maintain a normal drunkenness or whatever through a whole day festival or whatever, or 3 days. It's not.
Do you know what?
Discipline. It's blood, sweat, and tears to maintain that happiness, that drunkenness, to make sure you get to see all the sets you want to see. And most importantly, remember all the sets you want to see, which a lot of people struggle with, including myself. So, like.
Yep. I think my worst is I peaked too early at the Brizzy Spaced Out.
Yeah.
I was drunk I got there.
You are known to peak early.
Yeah.
But
see, I usually sober back up again.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm good. Because I vomit when I drink. I don't black out. I don't pass out. I vomit.
Mm.
And I hate vomiting.
Yeah.
So, like, if I get really drunk, I'm just like, girl needs to sober up right now. I don't keep going because I've gotten better at learning my limits. Haven't hit the nail on the head just yet, but
limits change better. Though. Limits change all the time.
Depends on your food you've eaten.
Yeah.
You know, like strengthy drinks, whether I'm, you know, all sorts of stuff.
Mm. So, I'm not going stick or ick on that one. That's just life lesson.
Life lesson. That's
cert,
a new option.
Cert 3 in festival attending. I'm on my graduate diploma.
You are hell to be with when you're pissed.
I'm a good fun, mate.
Oh, God.
No, there's levels to me. There's, like, if I'm just a good drunk, I'm fine. But, like...
You get real drunk and just you do not shut up.
Yeah, no, but that's, like...
I do that too, though. I talk a lot.
But that's not even, like... I was in a car ride on Friday and I was with a couple of people that I'd never met before. And then one person that, like... You know when you know them, like, over social media and, like... bands and that type of stuff. And I think me and the driver, it was maybe an hour and 20, and we spoke the whole time. And, like, that was me normally, but just two drinks in and we're just talking about music the whole time.
Yeah.
And then, like, way home, I was, like, I don't think I got real pissed until, like, the last 30 minutes of the night.
Mm.
And that was good when someone else is driving you home and you're just, like... You can't be like, no, let's stay. It's like, all right, yeah, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
And then I was that car ride home, I was pretty pissed. But like, that's just life.
Yeah.
In general, just talking smack the whole time.
Yeah.
We went way off topic for sticker icks.
But a life lesson. It wasn't even a sticker ick. It was a life lesson.
Now, I have friends do this.
Mm-hmm.
And
am I the friend?
No, I don't think you do this.
Okay.
Well, we haven't been to many camping festivals together. We've only done like a lot of one days today.
Splendor, we were separate.
Yeah. But what irks me for a stick or ick is when someone, like you're going for a camping festival and like you're in a convoy or whatever, you get told where to go for when you're car parking and whatnot. But when people try and save car spots for their friends.
How do you even do that though? In like a Splendor situation.
I don't know, like, but I've seen.
You'd be able to get the car in.
But I've seen people do it. Like, it's especially when they're like at the end of a road or something and they'll leave like a car spot or whatever. I didn't see it last Splendor, but like the last falls I'd gone to, they'd done it. The Splendor before I'd seen it. And it irks the shit out of me. And they're like, yeah, but we want to stay together. We want to stay together. Fucking stay in the convoy then, man.
It's like go in together then. They specifically have a spot at Splendor that you can pull over to get the rest of your crew so you can drive in together.
Yeah, it annoys the absolute shit out of me. Yeah. And that's not a life lesson. Maybe it's a life lesson as like if you do it and you get separated.
Mm.
Like that's fucking...
Just make new friends. That's what I did.
Yeah, but you're 5'2". So? Like you're not very intimidating.
I could be. I can start yelling at them.
Where if a bloke comes in by themselves and tries to...
I would befriend you. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Well, like you have more of a chance than I have.
Ah, but like blokes would like you better. That sounded weird.
Fuck yeah, they would.
Yeah, maybe ick. I just think it's annoying. So yeah, ick, I guess.
But isn't that just what an ick is?
But also, like, does it cause you any problems? Because like also, if it doesn't cause me any problems, then it's just like, oh, well, whatever.
But
same as all these things. If it doesn't cause me problems, then...
9 out of 10 icks don't cause you a problem.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
So it's like, I can't think of an ick that I've
seen.
They
make you ick.
Yeah. But like, that can also be like a frustrating ick or like a ooey ick.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go with ick, but also like, just stay with your friends. And, like, it's so fair if, like, one of your friends is coming in the arbor or something, but I actually don't know how you make it happen because I just know at Splendor, like, you can't fucking get through.
No, it's like
I don't even know how you try.
It's like if you miss it by, like, 5 minutes or something.
Yeah.
Like, it's like someone took a wrong turn or something, which is hard to do.
Yeah, that's why you follow your friend. Anyway, I don't know. I don't get it anyway.
Yeah.
All right, next sticker ick.
Yeah.
Camping or not necessarily, like, full-blown camping in an event, but, like, camping out or... going to, like, lining up for an event hours before the doors open. Like, I'm not talking about, like, 1 hour. I'm talking about, like...
24 hours.
24 to 12. To even, like, 8, 9. Maybe, like, 4 is even too much. Stick or ick. Ick, obviously, for me.
I'm usually an ick, but, like, in today's current environment, like... you know how the people have like camp chairs and that type of shit, or like the little ones? Like, what if they're just having like very secretive prees there?
Then good on them, I guess.
Yeah, like if it's just like you're sitting there and it's just like you're doing nothing. But if you're sitting there having prees, that's cost effective.
Yeah, true.
Like
you're already there, you don't need to Uber.
You're already there, you don't need to Uber. Especially if it's on like a weekend or something. It's not like you're working.
I just
for the people that work 9 to 5 Monday to Friday.
I'm a bit like could go different ways. Because when I was younger, I remember that I'm obsessed with All Day, like was obsessed with him. And I remember watching a video where they had like some girls had camped there since, well, not camped.
For
had,
All Day?
Yeah.
That's a bit
at
obsessive.
One of his Brizzy shows or somewhere. Since, like,
I love All Day, but fuck.
Yeah, since like 11 a.m. the morning of the show. And like he came out and met them. And I saw that and I was like, great, I'm doing it. I'm like, I rocked up maybe like an hour early. It wasn't anything like that. And there's people wrapped around the building, right? And I was like, for fuck's sake. Like, so I've done it. Like, not camped.
An hour is fine. Like, that's just, people would say that's just, you know, being prepared.
I don't understand the people that will be like camp out for hours prior to like get a good spot or whatever, but then like don't end up in a good spot. Like I remember recently I went to like Noah Khan in Brizzy, and people were camped there for ages. Anyway, I went in maybe like an hour, 2 hours after Dawes. Oh, probably not 2 hours, but like 10 minutes before Dylan Gossett started playing. So Dawes had been open for fucking ages. No line when I went through because everyone was just moving. It was flowing. It was great. Mm. And I got a fucking phenomenal spot. I was in like, you know how Riverstage is like its own sort of like auditorium vibe. I was still like auditorium, amphitheater sort of thing. I was like to the left-hand side and just went straight and like was basically on the very bottom of the slant before it goes flat. So I was super close to the stage, like in a fucking great spot. And it's just like, it's not necessary. Like, so fair if you're going to wait and you're the first one at the barrier and you're staying there, good on you. Like, that's commitment. But like,
when it's seated events, like you've got your particular seating and there's people camping out. Boy. That's funny.
Yeah. Like, it's just like, I just don't think it's like required that much anymore. Like, no one goes to events early. So like the line's never that huge anymore. I just think it's not really necessary.
I think people just like to say that they're first in line.
Yeah, true.
And just to like, I don't know where they put it on. Like, I don't think you can, maybe you can put it in personal achievements for your resume.
Like, if you do this, I'm not saying you're an ick. Like, good on you. You're committed. Love that for you.
We all have our own just ick not something I'm gonna things do. That we do.
Yeah, like, I can't speak English, so it's fine.
That's not an ick. That's just your brain.
She's my brain. Yeah, just not my thing. Although I do like to usually get there when doors open, but not hours before.
Yeah. Yeah, although, but then you can go in and experience
things. In this case, for Beach's show, I really hope that people are lined up because I have to do interviews. So it'd be a bit awkward if no one's there.
Well, I'm trying to get a Brisbane ticket, and then every time like I get the because I'm on the wait list.
Oh, don't do that. Just refresh.
Huh?
Like, join the wait list for sure.
Yeah, yeah, I've joined the wait
list. But it's like, just go into the website and just keep refreshing. It's your easiest way to do it. I remember I was on a wait list for something and I put my, you know how you can like put prices in? It was like saying that like how much you're willing to spend and you can like put a price in. I put my price at like fucking way over the ticket price.
Yeah.
And like, I would never ever get it, but I would just go onto the website and I would just refresh it every now and then and I would see one and I'd pop up and get it. And like, I remember I bought a ticket to something and by the time I had bought it, like, and it was in my car and I purchased it. I got the email through after that saying that, like, there's a ticket available. So it's like, don't join the wait list. Just refresh that shit.
Okay.
That's my tip anyway. But yeah, so you're trying to go? Maybe I can hit up my contacts.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, that'd be...
contacts, no one. I don't know anyone.
People paying you monies.
They do better than you do. You don't pay me nothing.
No.
Rude.
You sit out here and talk.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay me for this.
For 40 minutes.
So my words are worth a lot.
Yeah, it gets me a lot of comments for the algorithm.
You're welcome.
Dreg's album comes out next week.
Ooh.
Also, this is like just what events and music things and stuff that we're excited for.
So... by the time this episode is out, or actually maybe not, I was going to say these shows would have already happened, but they wouldn't have. So we've got, all right. Well, I am so excited. Now I'm going to probably pronounce their band name wrong because I do it every time, but we have Coterie's playing this week.
With St. Lane?
Yeah.
Special guest, I think.
I don't know. I just know Coterie's playing and then Dregs are playing this week. So it's...
they're having their fun listening part, their album listening party on Friday or Saturday.
Well, they're playing at Marquetta on Friday.
Yeah, that's their listening party.
It's fully sold out.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for them.
Yep.
But yeah, so that'll be really exciting for them. I'm going to be like, I'm the other part of Breaking Through. They'll know who I am. But I'm very excited, so that'll be fun. Well, I know, like, as well, we've got Sundown coming up in May. Beaches are coming up in May, which they're all sold out. Sorry, guys. But I'm very excited for that. Once you get a ticket, you'll be very excited for that.
Yeah.
But also, Dice 2 is happening?
Yeah. I haven't seen exactly what dates they are, though.
So they're going to be like May, June sort of vibe. Cool. So they're playing Goldie when I'm in Thailand, but I'm going to... I fly out. Oh, what are you doing, baby girl? Are you okay? But yeah, so their tour is coming out, which is going to be insane for them, like super happy. But I'm away for their Goldie show, so I'm a bit sad about that. However, they're playing Wollongong the day before I fly out of Dice.
Oh, yeah.
They're playing Wollongong the night before I fly out of Sydney. So I'm going to try and get down to their Wollongong show. They've got Dewey Ran supporting them, which will be insane. Love Dewey Ran. So if you guys are any of these artists, please search them up. Dewey Ran's phenomenal.
But also, if you're an artist or have like a little festival coming up or a big festival or you have a song coming out, album, EP, let us know.
We want to hear about it.
We want to hear about it so then we can tell everyone else about it.
Maybe we'll put it at the start of the episode so then people like who don't want to hear us talk shit the whole time and wait till the end.
But I enjoy us talking shit at the start.
Yeah, we do. I enjoy us talking shit too, but other people might not.
Well, I'm the one that edits it.
So. Alrighty.
But yeah, let us know, please, because we can only support what's in our tiny head. So
it's not much that goes on in this.
Definitely not. I'm 95% of that brain power.
Yeah, fuck off.
So let us know. And local supporting grassroots shit's the way to go.
There's been a lot of little shows like recently, which is really cool. Like that Frothy Festival just went ahead on the weekend, which looks like a pretty good
sold out, I think, didn't it?
I don't know if it was sold out, but it was a good turnout. Just from the photos and stuff, which is really awesome. Good on like Frothy Company. It's a clothing company that threw it. So really good on them. It's really cool to just see, I guess, other people getting in there and getting involved and trying to make more to this music industry that's, I guess, not been doing really well recently. I think we're going to see a rise in gigs and smaller events coming up just because of, unfortunately, the fall of bigger ones. But, yeah, it's good on these people and good on these events for killing it.